right? Then we used to do them. And the pheasants in the nest in there on the fields and feeding them all there, catting them. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, put them on to pull the cat. It'd be my job long in 4 o'clock in the morning and cat them up in the wood. On the meadows, on the field in the wood.
Yeah.
And then we used to go up every afternoon and feed them. It was true. I sit there 6 weeks once in one place. Watching, seeing how he come out.
Mm.
He come up here one day, he said, I don't think here's a minute. He said, here's a minute buzzing's here. He said, here's a minute buzzing's here. Hey, I said, so when he looked over the side, there were some wings of pheasants. He said, that's a bloody old cat. That's a bloody old cat.
Yeah.
I said, I want to go to Wales to get a fire. You won't go unless we get that old cat.
Yeah.
See, so we set a trap for it.
Yeah.
We set a trap. When he went down and with it, was hissing at him. I said, let me let the eyes shoot, not the head off. He said, I'll land and kill my buttons. He blew his head off. Remember him? Right, where's the cat now? That now come out more buttons.
Okay.
I even care nothing about that. They kid his foot. They wouldn't have got no one with him. No. So anyway, we used to get him in the wood. And feeding them, and because he used to go to Gunthorpe, Mr. Sparks's. He was that far here.
Yeah.
He was here that far here. He born in Hilderstone, come to Barnet, and he come here about 70 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we used to have him feeding them, and when he used to go out there, I used to go and feed the pheasants.
Oh, yeah.
See, on the grass round there.
Yeah.
He'd go up there and now you go on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a feeder and all. I hear the bell, school bell ringing, and I had to go read around in there. I had to get them shouting around down the road. Mm-hmm. The school bell, I had to go and feed the person fast.
Before school?
Oh, boy, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and then we'd come out here and go and give them some more.
Yeah.
And then we used to go shooting and rabbit.
There were a lot of rabbits about those days.
Well, there was droves on them.
Mm.
I do set traps and take one to the fowler.
Mm.
He'd sell the bugs. I know he's selling money.
Mm.
Now he's going and selling the rabbits. These didn't want to buy a rabbit. Yes, come in. They'd all, one of them, I'll leave a penny. So I'd call again, see?
Yeah.
He said, do you want a penny? Yes. I'll leave a penny, so, you know, a penny behind.
Yeah.
7 or 8, because I used to be then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to do my job, see, killing rabbits, used to rabbits, and cutting the woods there in the wood, cut the wood down, and cut the lot of the wood. And
did you have weasels and stuff?
Yes. Yes. Plenty of weasels. Well, yeah, and stoats, and hedgehogs, old jays, and owls, I went up, he says, an old owl's nest up there, and look, you can see where they're all a bit down underneath now, and I say, up I goes after these there, you let go, boy, well, up I go, and there they laid on the back, poke them down, poke the bugger down, I shoot up there, and they fly at you, see, they weren't very old, and that's now they go up to me, they're going to shoot at me, up they'd come then, and I'd get you, stand your back, I'd soon learn that old piss up.
Yeah.
And so, and then there's a hawk, I used to, the old hens that keep cackling in the wood, I used to run away from one rock along.
Mm-hmm.
And all he want to cackle. He said, I don't know. So I said, one day I said, I don't know, I think I'll have a shot. You know, just practice a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you shoot that? I said, an old hawk, fella. Oh, well, let's stop here all day tomorrow then. I didn't tell him I shot, you know, and didn't, you know, they were not just practicing.
Yeah, yeah.
So and then we used to go around shooting the rabbits. I know, we'll do hunts rabbits about there, shooting the rabbits for the cut off the pheasants and that.
Oh,
yes, all it happens.
Yes.